But first, let's set the mood.
Welcome back to the Talos of Tech podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Man, I just wish all three of us could be together for this one. But anyway.
Some people.
I guess we got to do it remotely. How are you guys doing?
Doing it live.
We're doing it live.
I'm doing really well. I'm super excited to be in the middle of this show, quite literally and figuratively. Yeah. And Craig, thanks for watching.
Isn't that
I actually feel
cool?
Like I could be like, hey, how are you doing today? Because you know how Nick likes to pretend he's looking
hey, Nick.
At you?
Hey, how are you?
I don't know what side you're on right now, but hi.
I don't know. Something about today makes me feel closer to you.
Aw, thanks.
Well, did it make us feel closer by the fact that we had the shortest Apple event of all time today?
I was a little surprised, but I wasn't super surprised. As the event was kind of, we're getting to the Mac Mini, and then we got to the MacBook Pro, I was like, yeah, we're not having anything else at this event. And then, you know, the standard.
You couldn't believe it at first.
No.
Really?
I could not.
He was cutting to Tim Cook, and he was like, okay, now we're getting ready for the next transition. This is the next stage of the event. And then he gets up and just starts getting more vague and more vague. And we're like,
we had such a great day.
Yeah.
And like, ooh, look at that pan, because they're about to introduce tags. And like, look how far away or something. Didn't happen.
Do you think there's another event this year, guys?
Yes, definitely.
A December?
Yeah, a December 25th event. They're going to release everything that all the leakers have told us about ever. We're going to have AirPods Studio. Power. We're going to have Air Power. Yeah, we're going to have everything. The car, we're going to get that too on the December 25th event.
Okay, that's a good point. And tell me what you really think.
And what I really think is, no, that was it for the year. Everyone else was wrong. No AirTags.
That was such a small, tiny event
we
to end the year on.
We have one last thing.
It was kind of
this
like
whole event was a...
Yeah.
One more thing.
It kind of was.
They started off the event by saying we have one more thing this year to talk about. So, like, the entire event itself was a one more thing moment, which is kind of 16 walls.
You know what? This plays into the whole thing that the whole thing was filmed at once, and if you put them together, he did say good morning at the event. It's been
not
one event. September, October, and November is all the same event.
Did he not say good morning?
Released.
He didn't say good morning today.
Say good morning. So
two events in a row, which supports your theory that this was all originally going to be one event.
No.
And then
the style
added stuff in the middle.
No. The styling.
Okay, so obviously they filmed it. They filmed it differently, but I would say that this was intended to be a singular event.
You rang.
I think it could have been.
Yeah.
I think with less fluff, if they didn't spend 20 minutes on the iPad 8 and the Apple Watch was 5 minutes, like the Series 5 was 5 minutes. They did not need to talk about watch bands for 15 minutes.
Or
like
5G.
If you could have – some fan should do this. Some fan of the show should take all of these events and edit them together into a two-hour or two-and-a-half-hour event, which I think would have been more interesting, honestly.
That would have been a more legit event.
But hey.
Imagine, you could have had your Apple Watch updates, all right? Blood oxygen level, new colors, okay. And then, why do you keep looking at Nick, Rid? you have your Apple
more
Watch updates.
Obviously.
And then for like...
I just missed your face.
Maybe 30 seconds, you show the iPad 8. And you're like, okay, we gave that an A12 chip, cool. And then iPad Air 4 with its updates, yada, 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 USB-C. Here's the new iPhone 12 stuff, great cameras and all that. Cut out 40 minutes of 5G talk and just say it has... some of the fastest cellular modems in the business. Great speeds. Five times.
Tremendous
ten
speeds.
Times. Tremendous speeds.
So we may never know.
And then announce the M1 chip for Apple Silicon and announce, here's the Macs it's impacting. Boom. 2 hours. Easily.
I would have been okay with that.
No,
I think that
would have
been better
been.
Than what they did.
No.
Why?
I really love this. Number one, watch time. Number two...
We get to capitalize off
this.
This
is doing wonders for our channel.
For personal reasons, it's
great. For personal reasons,
great.
I could not have one more in December.
Let's have an event every week,
December.
Tim.
They should have called it one less thing.
Ooh.
because you didn't get anything we were expecting. The Mac Mini, I was not expecting, though.
I was not expecting the Mac Mini either. That was a little bit of a shock, to be honest. And when they did a little intro, like, thing, and it was all falling together, I was like, oh, what is this? And I was like, oh, the iMac Pro, yeah! And then I was like, oh, wait, no, this is like some kind of desktop, but it's not an iMac. This is the Mac Pro, the new mini Mac Pro. And then, like, I saw the fan design, and I was like, oh.
Oh.
Sadness.
When they did the fan, the way it looked like the motherboard was coming together, I thought the way, instead of coming down, I thought it was up. And so I like, iMac.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were saying iMac, and I got really excited, but no.
Did you guys watch it together, or Randy, did you lock yourself in a dark room and enjoy it?
I was, well, now we know that you don't watch the Twitch stream.
No, why would I do that?
No. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out why. This is why you're here. You know what? We're going to do away with this illusion.
Well, enjoy doing the show without me. I'm the one who knows all the way down here.
Did you?
We'll just put Nick on a little phone down here. Use one camera angle.
Take that, yeah. Nick.
No, go ahead.
The surprise for me, the good surprise, I would say, was seeing the Mac Mini, because like you were just about to say, you're alluding that nobody predicted that, no one leaked it, no one thought it,
no rumor,
no nothing, and we actually didn't know, are they going to do a MacBook Pro or a MacBook Air? And they did both, and
Bloomberg got that right.
Yeah, I think for the mass market, I think this is great marketing, because now it's targeting the people who are trying to be cost efficient as much as possible, as opposed to, because they're like, and now for the pros, I'm like, ooh, iMac something, and they did. I was like, okay, fine, but
the pros need a fan.
The pros, and need that's a fan. It. That's it.
They have tons of fans. The fan, like, they have you and me and Randy and everyone's a fan.
No. MacBook Air has zero fans. No one likes it.
Okay, but hold on. We're talking about the products. Can we talk about the chip for a minute? That chip is pretty impressive. It's a SoC, so system on package. It's all just in one little...
What that means?
I only know...
It's the same as the iPad.
No, it's the same as the Apple Watch, as far as having the...
I made that joke. We actually, it's funny you say that, Nick, because we actually thought, it's like, watch, and it's coming to Apple Watch.
This is what the M1 chip is for.
That would be
why were you impressed by the chip? Because I was somewhat underwhelmed, Nick.
The power efficiency. It seems quite efficient.
That's true. That's a good point.
I mean, I'm as fun as specs are, and, you know, getting the fastest computer on earth, or, you know, faster than all 92% of mass, yeah, Mac, it's like, okay, that's fine and everything, but like, the battery life on the new MacBook Pro is 20 hours for video playback, and the MacBook Air is what, 17 hours for video playback? 14, 17?
That's a lot. Yeah,
anyway, that's like world's longest flight levels of like video playback at 75% screen brightness. So this isn't like turning the screen all the way down and like, you know, conserving battery. And obviously, as soon as you open up Final Cut or probably even like Excel or Safari or Chrome, the battery's gonna, you know, go back down, but it's still gonna be like 8 or 10 hours of actual
Nick
usage.
Gets to have his full series of The Office.
There you go. You can watch all of The Office.
The Office is not 20 hours, Randy. Have you watched that recently?
The whole 20 hours?
Yeah. Like, I have spent so much of my...
Trying to do the math. I think that would be half the series.
The Office is not 10 hours. It's like 40.
No, half the series.
I said half.
Okay.
Half, so 40 hours.
So it would be 40 hours.
I see. Okay. Somewhere
around. So we just need
20 minute runtime. You should know this, of all people. What's the full runtime?
Come on, Randy. Why don't you know this?
Because numbers. All I wanted to know is, how does it look to export 4K?
You know, they didn't say that. They were like, oh, and for developers exporting or compiling millions of lines of code, and audio engineers mixing thousands of audio tracks, it cuts that time by half. And I'm like, why don't you tell me what the video?
4K,
I'm worried about 4K at 60 Apple ProRes, Dolby Atmos, Vision, HD, HDR
things put together.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm very curious to try that. That's why I ordered the MacBook Air, because I figure...
Oh, is it live?
The MacBook Air can do something.
Yeah.
I've been too busy making Craig Federighi memes. I'm sorry.
The ship times may have slipped.
No, your time was way more being put to better use.
I didn't think you were in the market for anything they announced today.
I didn't, but I'd like to take a look at the spec sheets and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Because they said with the when they were introducing the M1 chip, they said and up to 8 graphics cores. And that up to, I was like, ooh, I wonder if they're like different, like
pretty much all of them are 8 except for the entry level MacBook Air.
Okay, is 7. And that's 4?
No. 7 is 7, not 4.
7?
That's like,
so that's like 16 basically walls. The M1 chip. Yeah, M1 chip is 8-core GPU on everything except the entry-level MacBook Air. That's on just so weird. That one, it's a 7-core, but everything else.
Well, I guess that 7-core is a little weird. You know, the 1-core didn't work, so they can use those chips instead of tossing them.
But it's still confusing, though, because there's a 1 GPU core difference between the A12X and A12Z, and yet they gave that a different name. Mm-hmm. But these did not get a different name, even though one of them has a slightly... It's probably just a deactivated core. It's probably there. They just turn it off for power consumption reasons.
Software lock.
Which, if the MacBook Air doesn't have any fans, I know that, okay, if this is capable of doing it, then the higher-end options definitely can. Whereas if I would have bought the Mac Mini or the MacBook Pro, I would have been like, okay, it's working for me, but it might not for the Air.
Right.
I'd rather get the worst and see how it does.
That's
so
true. I think you can at least have a good benchmark. They're like, okay, it can't get any worse than this.
Yeah, this is the worst M1 chip there is.
This is the worst one.
It's only up from here.
It's pretty. It's, I told Drew what I would like to see him do is try a stream with the MacBook Air.
Okay.
And and so that way, like, multitasking it and just kind of see how...
And no fan doing a live stream.
That's why I'm curious.
Anytime you do stuff on OBS, it's like...
This thing is like...
Even my iMac Pro revs up when
streaming.
So I'm
curious. Imagine it doesn't get hot, though. Imagine it doesn't do any of that.
I think it's going to get
hot. It's going to get really hot. So OBS streaming is going to burn.
But
my Mac here is using OBS just to record this video, and it's frying.
Yep.
It's not even streaming anything. It's just compressing and saving.
But that is the inferior Intel blah 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 I something.
Well, as
something
as Mr. PC would say, that's just my fan.
Yeah. It was nice to see the PC guy come back.
I
at
know.
The very end.
Justin Long would admit, but
I know, but he went to the dark side and did that Nokia ad. So
he did?
I think it was a Huawei.
A Huawei ad.
Oh wow.
Huawei. Yeah, he was in a non-Apple ad, but still, they should have at least had him run by really fast.
In the background.
I want a comeback of all the... Yeah, I want all the Mac and PC ads to just revive that marketing campaign.
That was great.
Please. Yeah, just bring it back.
So, streaming, and obviously when you do your videos and export.
Video exporting.
Just curious. So all the stuff like that.
You're in need of one, because I just edited my recap video on this iMac here.
Oh, so Randy's not being overdramatic.
And it's very slow.
Okay.
I'm not being overdramatic.
I was just editing a 1080 60fps video, and it was having a hard time keeping up. So I've
been. Welcome to Randy, my did you hell. Actually you order need. Anything?
No. My criteria was that it needs to outperform my current iMac, which remains to be seen. We'll see how that
goes. I think it will. CPU-wise and GPU-wise, it wouldn't be hard to beat this.
Calm down. Calm down. Don't you disrespect.
I'm tempted to sell
you
my iMac
into my
Pro.
Office when I was sleeping. Don't you dare disrespect this, sir.
You
but
had the best
also,
internet.
The other criteria is that I really, to future-proof it right, I don't ever want to make the same mistake again. I need 4 terabytes, not 2.
Okay. None of the Macs introduced today have 4?
None of them. Because they only replaced the
entry level
2 USB-C port MacBook Pros.
So you can
they didn't
still
replace
get like an
any of the 4
an
USB-C
Mac?
Port. Yeah, they're still selling those.
But I don't want those.
So if you want a 4 USB-C port MacBook, you can't go Apple Silicon.
Okay, well that is just ridiculous.
That's why I found this whole event fairly underwhelming.
I find it premature then. If they were waiting for something with like maybe contracts to expire with Intel and all that, then I would say that then just wait, because I think it's a cleaner launch
If they could do all of them
all
at
of them.
Once.
And,
yeah.
And still, if you want, because if you go to the Mac Mini, do you want M1 or do you want Intel? There's a tab.
Mm-hmm.
And uh-huh. that's how you, and so that way, if they're still going to have to support Intel for years to come, then pick your tab of which one you want to buy while they do the transition phase. But I'd rather they would have just shown us everything that we can get with M1 and then everything with Intel, which Intel would kind of remain where it's at. But yeah. I feel like if it wasn't ready, wait. But I am playing devil's advocate. I am happy they showed something. Maybe they wanted to keep the promise about end of the year.
I guess, but that to me, that's like unintentional Osborne. It's like very, very avoidable Osborne effect. If I were them, I would not have announced this transition this year, and I would have just waited to launch until you had more chips to go into different. If I wouldn't have introduced Apple Silicon to the MacBook Pro until you can replace all of them. Not just the base models.
I think they want history to be kind to them about Mac OS 11, Big Sur, marking the new Mac going forward.
It just feels rushed to me, though.
Yeah.
It's very premature.
In the moment, we're like, but then when we look back years from now, we'll be like, well, I mean, OS 11 or Mac OS 11 will that was when they started it all. But I think that they should have waited.
We ended this event with more questions than answers.
Honestly,
in my opinion, because now I'm thinking. Now I'm thinking. Sorry, I just visualized Nick editing this and putting Randy and I on opposite sides so that Randy's just staring at a wall the whole time.
And you're looking out the window.
Don't do that, Nick.
Oh, I might.
Whatever you do.
Yeah.
You got something in your eye?
Now I'm just confused about when do the rest of the 13-inch MacBook Pros get silicon?
Yeah.
And when they do they get the M1 or do they get something else?
They had a chance to make it a clean cut, and they botched it.
They should have done the M1X and M1Z and M1 Pro XDR.
There's going to be more versions of these chips.
Yeah.
For sure. So they got to come up with more names and... I wasn't expecting them to go with M, though, because they've already used that for motion coprocessors.
That was.
So back in iPhone 6 days, they announced
the
8 chip is also accompanied by, was it the 5S?
It was the 5S
they announced
the M7 coprocessor.
M7 or M8, yeah. So now there's going to be another M7 eventually.
That was a different Apple.
It's a little close to MI6 and 007. Like, it's just kind of...
That was under Johnny Ive. What was all these knockoff Johnny...
I know!
Jonathan.
Like, so many Johnnies.
Off to Johnny. And I'm like... Oh!
This is a really big deal.
Craig Federighi was by far the best part of this whole
thing. Oh, totally.
That's why it's not the worst event.
It wasn't. If Craig didn't do the two meme moments, it wouldn't have worked.
Now we got new meme material.
Here comes the smolder. Yeah, he had to unbutton another one of those things on his shirt.
He's just like,
welcome to M1.
Hey, Siri, set the
Fabio
mood.
Fabio over here with his open. He's like, hello and welcome to the new MacBook. M1.
I don't know about you guys, but I found it a little redundant when just like every product they announced, they're like, this many times faster, this many times faster, this many times faster. I'm like, well.
So they just shouldn't have made
it. I can't wait to hear 6 times faster.
Yeah.
I really just wish they wouldn't have made it so fast. If they would have just made it slower, they would have been like, and the MacBook Air is faster than the MacBook Pro, you know, and just had that graph go the wrong direction, then you'd be interested. Is that what you're saying, Drew?
I just mean, like, this is why I don't think an event should have happened.
Yeah, I agree.
For one, it's too early. And two, there wasn't much to talk about because all the designs were the same. So all they could really say for 45 minutes is 7 times faster, 2.3 times faster, faster than most Windows PCs, which...
And out of the 45 minutes... 10 of it was used just as transitional camera movements.
Yeah.
If you add it up.
I didn't
well done
hate
video.
That,
we're going back to the roof.
They had
we're
some
going
fun
back to the roof.
Ones. Notable highlights
were,
in my
they were
mind
well
the
done.
Intro.
I just
the intro was really cool. With like it was
yeah,
like
the
now we know how those
postmodern
doors open.
Art
I feel
kind
like
of
more
thing.
Effort.
Yeah.
Right. I feel like more effort was put into the filming than the hardware.
Ooh.
At this point, like there was more new stuff and there's you know how they announced the iPad Air a month early? Like, it's coming in October? Why couldn't they have just done this M1 stuff with the iPhones? Why would that have been so hard? It was already a short event.
Event where Tim Cook could start the event and say, one more thing.
Just have a one more thing then.
They did.
At the October event.
Did you miss the last 40 minutes? That was the one more thing.
No, I'm saying most one more things are an additional to the event.
One more thing is a marketing technique to be like, but wait, there's more. Yeah. Order now.
But to make the whole event a one more thing is itself just feels like it's diminishing the specialness of the event, in my opinion. I would rather have fewer big events than all these tiny. They're getting smaller. I didn't think they would do a 45-minute.
Yeah.
That's so tiny. Like, literally just they had a whole event about one chip.
Yeah.
Which I've never seen before.
One more thing was an
M1. And someone who's listening to this podcast out of context will be like, they had a whole event around a single chip? Was it potato or Dorito or what do you mean?
Yeah. It's like Dorito chip.
Dorito.
A single Dorito chip.
No, it's like MacBook Air is identical. 13-inch MacBook Pro is identical. Mac Mini is going back to a finish it was before the 2018 Mac Mini.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's literally all just about one chip.
I know it's preference, but aesthetically, I would say the M1 Mac Mini.
You prefer the space gray mini?
It looked cleaner.
But the aluminum mini looks pretty good. I mean, it's pretty nice.
They should have taken the Intel with the four Thunderbolt USB-Cs.
They
botched it. They took off two of them.
Well, that's what concerns me about the performance of the M1 chip.
Yeah.
Is it going to be any faster than those quad-core
i5s? It cannot handle four?
That's true. And actually, no device has four. Even the Mac Mini only has two.
I know. That's a downgrade, in my opinion.
Everything that came out today was only with two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The M1 chip, I'm pretty sure, is like incapable of doing four USB-C ports for some reason.
I would really like to see them, like, okay, as impressive as the M1 chip is, can they, like, put four of them together and we'll have, like, the M1 cube chip or something? Put three of them together? Like,
you have a very, like, gridular approach to CPUs.
That's how CPUs work. It's like a Lego block. You just take another one and just stick it on top. And you can just sandwich them on top of each other.
More blocks.
We don't come out with the A13 chip. We just put two A12s together. Now there's twice the power. Yeah.
A24?
A24 chip.
A24 chip? That's like double the chips.
It was so technical and yet not technical at the same time.
Yeah.
Because we really don't know how this compares to their other machines they're still selling for more expensive.
I know. If they were just to run a Geekbench on these things, then we could just... And the Geekbench score is 1584. And then it would be like, okay, cool.
Then we can directly compare it to other things instead of just comparing to what it's replacing. And the other thing about this being premature is that the MacBook Air was just refreshed this year.
That's true.
That was this year.
I'm very sorry to anyone who just bought a MacBook Air, Scott. That's very, very, very sad.
Scott.
he was so upset. He's texting me the entire thing. I'm paying the MacBook Air. I'm like, should have bought an Intel Mac.
Well, now I feel bad for telling everyone to not buy an Intel Mac if they were in the market like Randy is for wanting a four USB-C port Mac or a 4 terabyte or 8 terabyte Mac. Everyone was told Apple Silicon MacBooks are coming by the end of this year, so everybody held off. And now, when's the next launch? March?
It's crazy. I'm going 6 years without updating my Mac, and it's showing.
I know. You're very due. I don't know how you edit anything on this thing.
Slowly. Why do you think I haven't put out a video yet?
This is bottlenecking. I really think it's a shame because I think you're in need of something soon.
I know. And one thing I will say, it's not the deal breaker, but I think because you already planted the seed for me, I think I do need four USB-C.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't do it with two. I'd use at least three all the time.
We just talked about last episode, like, you know,
With a MacBook, you have power.
Yeah.
I use three on my iMac Pro, and that doesn't include a power cable. So I definitely couldn't get by with two.
Yeah.
Unless I go dongle world.
Not for what I need it for.
Or dock.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, Yeah, but docking station. But still, it's. I'm just.
It would have been so easy to wait on this stuff because the MacBook Air.
Can you power the Mac Mini off of the Thunderbolt if you had no?
No, it has a dedicated one, right? Yeah.
It has a dedicated power cord like the Apple TV does, and I don't think the amps,
come on,
the watts line up. It'd be interesting if they could, but not if you now you only have one spare port.
Well, you just get a dock, guys. Yeah. You get like one of these nice docks that has all of your I/O, and you connect it with a single cable.
They have a port for this, Nick. It's okay. They can keep the power port.
They had the headphone jack on all these devices. I'm like, Apple, get rid of it. It's 2020 already. Get rid of that.
A world where they removed two USB-C ports but kept the headphone jack?
Mm-hmm.
Priorities.
Those are terrible priorities. I would have much rather kept the four USB-C ports but lost. I wouldn't even have complained if they ditched the USB-A port.
Yeah.
Because I hate USB-A. It's a stupid port. I hate the way it's designed. And I know it's supported everywhere, so we all have to live with it. But still, it's a terrible
to make something symmetrical
but not reversible.
Two USB-A ports.
I would have much rather them ditch those two USB-A ports and kept the four. Yeah. And you know what? I will sacrifice HDMI. I will sacrifice just the two USB-As and the headphone jack.
Headphone jack and the power adapter. Just give me four USB ports on the back of a Mac.
No.
Drew's like, no.
Yeah. I'm like, no. Don't ditch the power.
Do it.
Ditch the whole thing.
Just get rid of all of the most...
just that back part of the Mac Mini that's black. Just make that aluminum too and just don't have any ports. Use a MagSafe charger at the bottom.
Just a box of power.
Whom.
And then we should only use it by putting a dedicated operating system that could do things like TV and call it like TVOS.
But still no ports. So
no display. It runs your TV, but there's no ports and no display.
All it does is charge you for Apple TV Plus once a month, but it doesn't display anything.
Oh, it's like an Amazon Dot.
Can you believe Fitness Plus is still not out?
I know. That was after all.
What are y'all paying for?
That was what I was looking forward to from this event. I wanted Tim to be jogging in from the door slide open, and Tim was wearing his little running jacket. He should have just been jogging in, been like, whew. I was just recording my Apple Fitness Plus video. I just had to slip thing in.
They really felt the need to launch Apple One, even though Fitness Plus wasn't ready yet.
And you're still not paying for Apple TV?
And start charging for it. And just see, like, how many months of Apple One can we charge people for without Fitness Plus? And just see
when you told me Apple TV Plus is still free and, like, you're paying for it now for no reason. Like, I told so many people that, and they're like, oh, my God, because they're about to do it. Like, I'm thinking about getting Apple One. I'm like, why?
Why?
Wait until TV Plus expires, which... Yeah. Hasn't for me. They're probably going to push it again.
Free, free, and that's a good price.
That's a decent price. I would use TV Plus if it was free.
Yeah,
it is free. Are you using it?
I am actually. Long Way Up is a good show.
I tried watching that. I couldn't get into it.
I'll find time.
I was like waiting for Obi-Wan to pull out his lightsaber, but he was just like riding a motorcycle, and I'm like.
Yeah, he's not delivering hammy dialogue. It's lovely.
That's why I love Obi-Wan Kenobi. Hello there.
I like Ewan for Ewan, and Charlie's cool too. I've followed that series for a long time, and now they own all three of the series. They got Long Way Down, Long Way Round, Long Way Up. So they bought them out, I guess. But I won't.
What's
pay
the
for
next one
going to
be? Long Way Diagonal.
I think they're too old. I don't think there's going to be another one. But anywho. So I'm the only one who bought something today?
Yep.
It almost felt like you felt obligated to buy something today. I could see the despair. You're like,
well, I told everyone I was going to buy at least one Silicon Mac when it came out.
So you just want to be made a liar. That's it. I think you bought the right one because I like the idea of, like, let's push the boundaries and see what you're making yourself.
How good can a fanless Mac
get? Yeah, making yourself be creative with it. Yeah. And you gotta adapt to it.
I hope it impresses me.
I was ready to buy something. You know,
yeah.
I'm obviously ready, and I'm glad you're using this. So you can see what I'm, I what I live
you, but
with.
But I really believe you now.
Yeah.
He extra believes you.
Now I'm hitting 6 years. About to hit 6 years in January.
And Nick's not a Mac guy, right? You're not. I mean, you'd rather use your iPad for everything.
You can't even use M1 for boot camp.
Yeah, that is very true. The boot camp's not going to work.
Did they say
on
that
M1
exclusively?
Chip. I don't know, but the dev kits didn't work with boot camp. They didn't have boot camp.
Is that kind of just an open knowledge thing? So like Apple didn't say it, but we all know it.
But yet we brought PC Guy back, even though
that's true.
He's PC Guy.
We need Justin. What, Justin? Jason? Long?
Justin Long.
Justin yeah. Long to come and say, you can run Windows and Mac OS. You have to buy a Windows XP separately, though.
And I'm a PC too if you buy one.
Because I'd say like I got a virus and it's too close to coronavirus.
There you go.
That would be pretty funny. Can't mock it anymore.
I'm very curious about the performance tests on these because I think Morrison, you were saying, brought it up on Twitter today. It's not 8-core in the traditional sense.
Yeah.
It's not the same type of 8-core as my iMac Pro. Yeah.
Right.
Where you have 8 full cores. It's like 4 high-performance cores, and 4 low
basically quad
for battery life.
Twice.
It's like
stacking those chips.
It's a low-power quad core and a high-power
quad
core.
Everyone makes fun of me all the time. But, you know, I always come around to my point of view. I'm like, no, I don't need the iPhone 12 Pro. And then for some reason, I ordered the iPhone 12 mini and returned the iPhone 12 Pro. I have no idea what happened, but...
We did it. Carry on.
So
that was a good choice you came up with.
It was a very good choice, and I came up with it all by myself. I was just sitting here after I recorded the show, and I opened up my inbox, and Verizon sent me an email, and they're like, get the iPhone 12 mini for $10 a month or something. And I was like, okay, what's the catch? You know, I know it's trade-in plus, you know, what else?
It's Verizon. That's the catch.
Exactly, right? And so I bought this iPhone 10 for $250 about 6 months ago. And Verizon is going to buy it from me for $411. So I think that's a good deal.
It's a great deal.
That's positive money.
I know. It appreciated. It's an appreciating asset, everyone. I found a piece of technology that's an appreciating asset.
Is that a 10 year. Or 10S?
10. Just an iPhone 10.
So this is, weirdly enough, when I sold my 10, I made money off of it. When I went to the iPhone 8, because I was not ready for it, I was like, okay. This is the second time an iPhone 10 is bringing, it is
the second time in history. It's only been the two of us. The entire population has been losing money on that.
Not
iPhone.
For me. I sold it to my mom for pretty low, so it didn't make money for me. But.
But your mom loves you, and that's worth much more than money.
I hope so.
Speaking of moms.
Oh, my gosh. True.
Guess what, Nick?
What?
Guess what, Drew?
What?
Are you going to be a dad?
No, he's going to be a mom.
I'm going to be a mom.
This is so far off from the true story.
I think we're off.
There's so many ways I could take this, and I don't even. I'm just gonna leave it alone. My mom and my dad are the same person. All right, because the Apple event was such a bust, I might as well just use this time because we will not be shorter.
I had to leave my wife for this. We were on vacation enjoying our anniversary, and I was like, hold on, honey, there's a Mac event.
You snuck into my house for this?
She's wondering where I am right now.
And mine's quietly and oddly missing, too, somewhere. The things we do for Apple, and thanks, Apple. Anyway, so...
what about your mother?
13 years in the making. My mom has only used Android and has not upgraded her phone since 2010. And 2 days ago,
you didn't tell me that.
I didn't. Yeah,
We would have tried the mind trick on her.
It was before the Galaxy S series was around.
God.
So she had a Samsung something from 2010. She goes, I love this phone. hi, Mom. I'm sure she's alive.
10 years later.
She goes, I love this phone. And that's how she was. She goes, I'm never going to get rid of this.
But she did.
Oh, so I just spoiled the ending?
Well, I'm assuming you're not telling me this for the sake of she's still using it to this day.
I made her get in the car. We went to make a reservation at an Apple store in Palm Springs. And I said, get a darn phone. And she...
except they didn't say darn.
Except I didn't say darn. I said, get a darn knit phone. And, but so,
family friendly as you talk about your mother and the things you two do.
We got... Oh, hang on. This is where it's going to get good. So I had her look at my phone. My phone. And she was like, how much is this? I'm like, oh, you can't buy this one. She goes, then why are you showing me it? Because I just want to remember I have something exclusive now. So then she, she looks at my wife's phone and she goes, ooh, it's so bright. Oh, the camera's so good. Because the camera that she was taking a photo on, it was shot on, felt like a very literal potato. It
from
was just
2010?
Gross. From 2010, yeah. And a non-Apple of all things, too. So I showed her photography and everything. She goes, okay, this is amazing. And I go, what do you want your phone to do? She goes, YouTube, taking photos, and that's it.
12 Pro Max.
12 Pro Max.
It's easy sell.
12 Pro Max.
Half a terabyte. Half a terabyte, 12 Pro Max.
Well, actually, if she's going to use it for another decade, she might need to get the 12 Pro Max with the unlimited
storage.
Did
you show her the iPhone 12 Studio?
The iPhone 12 Studio? No.
Have you seen that?
No.
On Apple's website?
No. It's pretty fun.
Allow me to show you, despite us being hundreds of miles apart right now.
Hundreds of miles apart. So while you're doing magic right now.
Oh, you can't do it on the Mac. I forgot.
Why?
It's a phone thing.
It's an iOS thing.
You guys are crazy. So, I was like, what's your price range? And she was using 8 gigs. And she goes, yeah, this was the top tier. My Apple Watch has more than that.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Mine, too.
She was using an 8 gig phone, and she goes, but I have expandable storage. All right, let me see your phone. She added 2 more gigs. So I'm like, Mom, we're getting you a 64 gig iPhone XR, and
there you go, $500.
She got $500 coral. That's her favorite color.
Coral.
Nice.
She wants coral.
That's basically the new product red. Now.
I was like, Mom, you're basically in today's product red.
Yeah.
She goes, I don't want red. I want this salmon looking thing. Yeah. Like, exactly.
I got on when I visited Mike, his wife had a red 12, and I got to try it out, and it does look as pink as the YouTube videos make it out to be. And
your photo doesn't look like that.
I took a photo, it looks very red.
Yeah.
But looking at the photo and then holding it in person, they don't align. And after seeing it in person, I'm very grateful I did not get the mini in red because I wouldn't. I don't like that color.
Yeah, but now the black looks good because I saw it in person.
Who just touched my chair?
I'm using the Force. I'm using that thing that that Kylo Ren and Rey can do.
So you saw the black in person?
I saw all of them in person.
Oh, okay.
That green, I can't wait to unbox it. My wife got the green, and we're going to unbox that. And
the mini.
That black looks nice.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is it like jet black? It's pretty dark.
It's yeah.
I'm excited.
I part of me is like, I'm trying to just like stand my ground. Like, I'm going to stick with the blue because I already did it. But out of those three colors, black, green, or the blue, those ones look really nice in person.
And
I know you were working with the blue, so you've seen it already.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of the blue.
That red.
But the more I hear about the red, the more I regret getting the red one. So I might end up switching to the blue at some point.
So I just want to finish my thoughts. I have a thing called Mom's Thoughts. Okay.
Wow.
Mom's Thoughts. Close enough. Because she was commenting in Lifetime when she got the phone. And in the car, she goes, as we're walking out of the store, she goes, they go, can I help you with anything? And my mom goes, yeah, can I get one of those Apple bags? I want people to know I've been here. And she was completely serious. I'm like, okay. So she gets it. She walks out. She's walking out.
Oh, did she have to get a charge brick?
Ooh. Ooh, good
yes.
point.
Yes.
Should have
iPhone,
been in the box.
Every iPhone
no.
does not have it now. No headphone jack. Or no headphone, I mean. And no
that too, yeah.
And no headphone jack too.
Mm-hmm.
But no headphones. And she had to get a charger.
But she's one of the few iPhone buyers that has never had an iPhone before.
So she's actually one of the people who is losing. Yeah, she's that 1%.
And now she has a fast charger.
She has a 20 watt.
Boom.
So as she's walking out, the first thing she says is, "I'm part of an elite club now, a gang." And she's walking her little bag, and then she goes,
"Her and
she
the 2 billion other devices out there, very elite."
Yeah, very elite.
She looks at her boyfriend and she goes, "There's us, and then there's them. And you are them." She's immediately judging because I don't want any. I don't use the same chargers as you people. I'm above those chargers. I don't want you touching my cables. I don't even want you looking at it. And she goes, "This is a purge." So then I was asked a question. Her boyfriend goes, "She asked me." He asked me. He goes, "Oh, what kind of computer do I have?" I go, "I have an iMac." And he goes, "Is that compatible with Apple phones?" And my mom interrupts the conversation. Only an Android user would ask that question. So then I wrote in parentheses, "My mom is drunk on power now." So that was my last note.
That 20 watts. You should have given her a 5-watt brick with a USB-A cable.
There's no, you can't buy them.
You can't buy a 5-watt brick?
They didn't have any 5-watt bricks?
None of that store.
They're on the website. But this is an iPhone 12 Studio, in case you didn't know. You basically can choose two things, a case and a wallet.
It's very beautiful.
Then it creates a photo that says, "This is my iPhone 12 design,"
and you can buy retweet it and Instagram it really easily.
It's the one of the dumbest things I've ever seen in my life, I think.
iPhone mini.
And I've seen
a lot
of dumb things.
We just watched a 40-minute
event.
I've
seen 5G.
We just watched a 45-minute.
I've seen 5G. Like, that's pretty dumb.
I saw Apple talk for 45 minutes about one processor. Not even a suite of processors. Just one.
This is exactly what the green looks like, though, in person.
Mm.
Just noting. All right, let's go.
It matches the air green, I think.
Design.
Something's in the air. Man, this has been the year of the mini.
It has been. Same price.
12 mini, HomePod mini, Mac mini updated and cheaper. 12 mini and Mac mini, are the both $700.
Let's and go.
You could buy a whole phone if or you get a half a computer. It's your choice.
If you get 7 HomePod minis...
It's not that green. That's not that red line.
It's also $700.
You can get 7 smart speakers. All the minis are $700. Half a computer or a phone.
The amount of HomePod minis I bought, $700.
Sounds like a good deal.
Yeah, we'll stick with the mint. Why not? Case.
Randy's playing with the. Did you configure anything, Nick?
No, I didn't. I tried messing around with it, but when I clicked the link on Twitter, it opened up in the stupid Twitter Safari thing, which is ridiculous.
Oh.
And the thing
pink
wasn't working.
Citrus. That's what iPhone Red looks like, product red.
Yeah, it looks very citrusy. I don't like it, and I hope they change it next year. But let me know if you like it, Nick.
I liked it when I saw it in person at the Apple Store. It looked more like a flamey red, like orangey red.
Oh, you saw it in person?
I did, yeah.
Kumquat.
When was this? I don't remember.
I went to the Apple Store
with a K.
Week and a half ago. It was after my quest for 5G.
So you got to see every color?
Yep. I'm really liking the mint green. So I think if the red really doesn't look good, I know it was like Apple Store lighting, and so you know maybe that's a little bit with the red. I thought the red looked pretty nice, but yeah, I might switch to the mint green. We'll see.
I walked by an Apple Store when we were visiting the Lucid Air showroom, and they had the Pro Display XDR.
Ooh, did you take a look?
Hey, I've never seen one, so I tried to walk in, and they said, "Sorry, appointment only." So I. I have seen one from a distance. I can confidently say I've now seen the new Mac Pro and Pro Display.
Okay.
From the window, I've now seen one, but I have not actually got to walk up to one and look at it. So sadly, after all this time, you guys still have seen one and I have not. So what, another day.
You have to
another
make an day. Appointment to go see to wait. It. The specialist is like, "Okay, Mr. Erickson, what do you want to look at today?" And you're like, "The Pro
Display. I just want to look at I want to judge it.
Okay.
Are you interested in purchasing one?" "Oh, God, no. Never."
No.
"I just want to judge it and know why I don't want it." That's all.
Hmm.
Did you make it?
I'm trying to. Landscape or tall? I think I really want to showcase
it. That's the combo you went with?
Oh, I want it as ugly as possible.
Oh, okay. I was like, I hope you don't think that looks good, Randy. For those at home, he did the mint 12 mini with the kumquat MagSafe case and then the blue wallet put together.
Show drop it to that the, to me.
What show color is kumquat?
Here. Okay, first.
Oh.
That's horrendous.
Okay, let it focus for a second.
I mean, I like the Apple Watch Studio, But that's because there's so many options.
That's because you can actually customize it.
There's like four finishes. There's two sizes of watch. And then there's like a million watch bands to choose from. But with this, there's like two colors, one case, and then a wallet. And that's it. And they're like, studio. Ooh.
Ooh. There we go.
They were like hyping up this event on Twitter. Like they redesigned the like button again.
Yep.
They had the hash flag and everything.
Hash flag.
All of this was just for one chip. Think of all the average consumers that were like, I'm so excited. And then they watched the event. They were like, what?
It what? Think about the people who have been waiting almost 6 years to get a new Mac, hoping this would be it.
I mean, it's,
I wonder what those people are feeling right now.
Do you think you're going to have to wait till summer? I feel like that's too long for you. I think you might have to make a decision here.
I want to see if something happens in spring, because we did it in spring last time.
There typically is some stuff in March, so are you willing to wait? You're willing to wait till March for a 4 terabyte Apple Silicon Mac, which currently does not exist.
I don't feel confident saying that I am.
So you might have to pull the trigger before then?
I'm going to wait to hear what you have to say with the MacBook Air.
Okay, I'll tell you how fast it is.
Yeah.
For what my you got to do, Drew, you got to take the MacBook Air and compare it with the iPad Air and see who can stream in OBS longer.
I'm not getting an Air iPad. Sorry.
Well, who would?
I'll compare it to my iMac Pro.
There you go. There, that's a great apples-to-apples comparison. 13-inch laptop, yeah. 27-inch Pro computer.
I mean, if it could catch up, that would be pretty amazing, though, right? Think about that.
Not going to happen.
Imagine if... I know, but even if it was like, okay, it was 10% slower than an iMac Pro, would that persuade you?
10% okay, yeah, that would persuade
an
me.
iMac Pro.
That would persuade me.
You'd be like, dang, a $5,000 desktop you can get with a $1,000 laptop.
Not much
more. It comes back down to the storage again.
Yeah.
It is a storage problem.
And I.O.
I think 2 terabytes would definitely help you out of this situation.
Yeah.
And you would probably save a lot more money, like, because you know what Apple charges for 4 terabyte on top of 2. You could spend that on an additional hard drive and get a pretty good 2 terabyte SSD drive.
I do have a good terabyte SSD.
Another one, even, if you wanted, just to be like, more. There, 4 terabytes of capacity has been added to Randy's collection.
And is that saying I get the MacBook Pro? Because another thing is the two IOs. I'm not okay with that.
Then nothing. You're going to have to wait a while then.
Or I get the Intel.
I feel like I'm not a part
what
of this
think,
conversation
Nick?
Anymore. What? Oh, okay. Nice. Hi.
Well,
I exist,
asked.
Everyone. Hello. Hello.
Actually, like, to be fair, he asked you before he went on. He asked you about like 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, I was saying, what do you think Randy should do? Should he wait or should he get an Intel or should he just put up with 2 ports or
yeah,
what?
Randy, you should just get Mac Pro. Like, just get the Mac Pro. With the Pro Display
I'll
XDR.
I'll be the last one that gets the...
Just that's sell that Tesla. Drew, help me convince Randy. He doesn't need a Tesla. We need to lose the Tesla, get him an iMac Pro with a Mac Pro and a Pro Display XDR.
I wish this Tesla could edit videos. I bet the full self-driving computer could edit better than this thing. That's my guess.
If only there was a USB-C port in this car to plug his keyboard and mouse
Nick,
into.
I'm not selling the Tesla. Yeah.
You know. He just smiled.
He's
like,
yeah. I'm not selling it.
I feel like buying an Intel Mac is a bad idea.
It is a bad idea.
And buying an Apple Silicon Mac is a bad idea.
It is a bad idea.
We're just in a real pickle here, aren't we?
What are you doing to me, Tim?
Okay.
A rock and a kumquat.
Here's your predicament that I'm frustrated with.
Okay.
Buying an Intel Mac long term is not going to be a great investment because I think YouTubers are probably right and Apple's going to start treating Intel Macs as second class citizens and be like, yeah, you're Intel. Why do you care about this? So it's not a great idea, but you're going to be going indie soon. He's going full time YouTube. Mm-hmm. And I feel like this mm-hmm. is going to be an absolute bottleneck for your full-time content production if mm-hmm. you're going to have to wait till March at the soonest. And that's not even guaranteed. It could be June. If it's not in March, it could be another, yeah. that's what, 7-8 months?
Yeah.
What I was getting ready to throw this out the window. Well, let me finish. Certified refurbished.
No!
I think it's the best way you can justify an Intel purchase. because okay. it'll be cheaper than retail.
I don't know. I was on a Talos of Tech podcast.
You literally are. Yeah.
I didn't see that one coming, and I should have.
So to be fair, Drew actually says the same thing when we're not recording. So at least... He's many things, but consistent.
But with more language.
With more language. You should get a darn certified. So finish your thought. But now.
You should buy my iMac, that, bro.
That was like the equivalent of Stanley's and shove it up your butt. Because I was not expecting that, but it just happened. And I was like, dang, I walked right into that one. And I was like, yeah. And go to the refurb store. Okay.
He goes, but if you do certified, you're the biggest certified refurbished advocate I have ever met.
Out of all of your options right now, I think it's your best bet.
I don't disagree. Now it's just waiting for the right one to show up.
Well, I'm looking right now. There's some decent ones here from what I can see.
What year?
Last year, 16-inch. That's what I would recommend you do. 16-inch. You'd get the best Intel and best GPU they have available. And hopefully that lasts a bit longer than the base model.
So you're saying I hold it as a placeholder,
or I still have the feeling it would last you 5 years.
You can get an OG Apple Pencil for $85 off of the Apple Refurb store. I'm just going to put that out there, Randy. Instead of getting this Mac, just get an OG Apple Pencil with the Lightning connector for $85.
So great much deal. Savings.
So much savings. So
where would I put it?
I don't think you even
shove
have
it up your butt. No.
You could put it in your iPhone charge port since we're not using that anymore.
That's obsolete. This feels provocative looking at it.
We're both on the 11 series now.
Look, boy, we are some Apple sheep, huh?
I know. We sent everything back.
this is just not the year for
this
hardware.
This is such a hard year to buy a Mac. If you're in desperate need of a Mac right now, I would say...
Would you say I'm in desperate need? Or yes. Would you just...
After editing my 1080p video on this Mac, I would not tolerate this for a week. I would be making a... You know when you're on a road trip and you need to use the bathroom? There's like a...
Oh, no!
There's a decision point here.
Yeah.
And to wait for Apple Silicon would be the equivalent
of... Baby, I'm not wearing the brown pants.
To wait for Apple Silicon to come to more laptops that have 4 USB ports or to wait for the redesigned iMac would be the equivalent of pissing in a soda can.
Yeah.
That's your decision right now. Do you want to fill the soda can with urine and, you know, knock it around and everyone has to hear you and you could miss or the can the can fills up. You have all that risk of keeping this iMac
or
you pull the trigger, you take the exit and you go to a gas station to fill up and use the restroom. But the compromise is all those people you passed, you're now going to have to pass again. That annoying tractor is going to get ahead of you now. You know, there's losses to both.
That's a real
choices.
Road trip problem.
I'm on one right now, so it's fresh.
But, that was me when I went to Yellowstone.
Randy, don't drink of any of Drew's soda. Would not recommend it.
That was my takeaway from it.
Especially that Mountain Dew.
That he has the decision to make. He was too specific about his, like, yep, this has happened.
It actually hasn't happened for me, but it's a great metaphor. But I think the refurbished 16-inch MacBook Pro would be the equivalent to you found a gas station and a rest stop, and it's really close to the interstate. So you don't have to stop for long. You might beat the tractor if you're quick. So,
but it's only 2 terabytes.
I think that's your best bet.
For $3,300.
$3,300 for two?
2 terabytes. $3,300.
It depends on which...
That's the cheapest
which
one
you
I'm
go
seeing.
With. Well, they change a lot though.
Okay.
Well,
I'm not seeing any 4 terabytes refurb right now.
Yeah, there's not any 4 terabytes refurb right now, but I mean, you've got time to look. You can keep
checking.
Does
he though? I mean, how close is this bottle?
Well, yeah. It's a tough one.
So here's the thing.
Maybe go new.
I've been drinking Dasani water while Drew.
We're going to expand on this metaphor.
While Drew has been drinking Fiji. And so when he got thirsty today, Fiji. He goes, hey, can I have some of your water? So used to drinking Fiji.
I've never drank Fiji in my life, by the way.
Wow. Go on. Well, this is a great metaphor then. Butcher Mayotte moment.
I'm just having a little popcorn kernels here.
And he gets the Sani. Nick, you have a platinum card. You know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking
about.
We got
the premium water and the tap water and a plastic bottle.
And Drew is drinking what I'm only used to drinking, you know, barely passing as tap water. And I'm drinking water from Flint,
Michigan.
No,
it's hold on, Randy. It's a Dasani.
and Drew goes, you know, he's so used to Fiji. He goes, I wouldn't. This is not worthy coming back out. So,
if what's coming out is about the same as what's going in,
this is supposed to be the exit flavor. Not the entrance.
Exit flavor, that's a good name.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Someone should name some yellow soda exit flavor.
So I think
we're coming up with some great ideas in this episode. Yeah.
Exit water. This is supposed to taste like exit water, not entrance water. He's so used to drinking entrance water, and down here in the slums I've been getting exit water. Okay. I wouldn't say I need it within a week. And you're over here like, I wouldn't give it another moment of my time.
Well, you're not full time yet, but you're close.
I'm right about to be here. Yeah.
You're about to be. So yeah. You've got a few days to check the refurbished section
or
decide if you want to bite the bullet on a new. Let me see what it would cost.
I think what I'm realistically going to do, I'm going to wait for you to get your hands on the air. I'm going to wait for everyone else to give reviews on the pros.
Wow.
And then I will just make a judgment call on performance. Because at the end of the day, if I have to compromise storage and just go with an external SSD, then performance will be
the decisive
factor.
But with only 2 ports.
I know. That's something. But it is cheaper than the $3,300. Because now at that point, if I'm compromising, then cost is now in play.
If you go new, 4 terabytes is going to be $3,600.
36
on the 16 inch pro.
No, not from here. Certified refurbish. Oh, you're saying you're doing
it. But there's no, like, if you don't find a 4 terabyte 16 inch,
performance is supersedes storage.
Okay,
I want my cake and eat it too, and I want to have both. But and I should be able to have both, because if I bought it last year, I would have had both.
You're in the worst situation right now.
Yeah, I think poor Randy. Yeah.
And it's all Apple's fault.
We're just waiting for this December 25th event. It's going to come. Don't worry, Randy. Just keep waiting. Keep holding it.
Don't tell me I'm going to have to leave my family on Christmas Day just to watch a... Okay, guys.
It'll be 27 minutes.
Fifth time's
It'll be
the
27
charm.
Minutes. It's just going to be the quickest Apple event ever. Tim Cook will have his Santa hat on and be like, ho, ho, ho. Good morning.
You all get coal.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho. Ho, ho.
This is going to be a hard Thanksgiving.
Ho, ho, ho.
In 2020, we are thankful for
Dasani water.
I'm thankful that the Pixel only has a cheap model now.
Yeah. Fairly cheap.
I'm thankful they didn't rob me of all my money this year. Apple has made me keep a lot of my money this year.
Mm.
That's so sad to say.
Me too.
Yeah.
I was getting ready to pull the trigger on a fairly specced out iMac.
Last keynote, Nick was ready to drop. He's like, all right, I'm dropping $500 on something. He's like, I was going to get something. Like, we have this. We've been saving. We've been working really hard to just save up and be
September,
ready. Like, all right, Apple.
And there's supposed to be fun things to buy in September. But there wasn't.
Maybe. Maybe this is just my eye-opening moment that I go, maybe I don't need something every year.
You need a new Mac, though. I won't budge on that. you could return the 12 mini and stick with your 11 Pro, and I would not judge you a second. I genuinely think the 11 Pro is...
There would be so much judging over here. Be like, oh. No,
I would return
you,
it.
You had last year's phone?
I'll make sure.
Excuse me. You should have this year's phone, mister.
My phone.
As he points at a 2017 phone.
Yeah. You have an old phone? Ew. Gross.
3 years
ago. The thing
ago.
Is, if I return it, I would use the Chase reward points and just wait a month or whatever and then the phone would have been paid for anyway. Ooh,
you could use the Chase rewards points to buy you a stopgap MacBook on the Chase Ultimate Rewards website.
I probably only have $1,000 worth. Those reward points are only worth
But hey, if a developer can write millions of lines of code on this MacBook Air.
No, none of that $83 a month. Get that out of my face. Get that out of my
Apple card.
No. Interest free.
The Pro Display XDR is only $500 a month.
Did you see you can finance a case?
No. Can I finance the...
I think you can finance everything now.
Can I finance the Apple card? Then call it an annual fee.
Pays off Apple Card with new Apple Card.
Did you know? Hold on. This is a little side note because it reminded me of that meme where they plug the wall outlet into the wall outlet. And what are you doing?
I just showed him it's to get the silicone case. $4 a month for 12 months.
Like, gosh. if you had to finance that low, don't stop it.
You shouldn't have a credit card if that looks compelling to you.
It's only $4 a month.
Sorry, go ahead, Nick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Did you know you can create the infinite charging loop with your iPad Pro and the Magic Keyboard? If you plug the USB-C cable onto the iPad, your iPad will charge out. And then you plug it in to the Magic Keyboard, it will charge in an infinite loop. And right now, my device says it's charging right now, which is kind of cool.
I don't believe
Are you being serious?
I'm being 100% serious right now. I meant to tweet
about
it.
It's not actually charging.
It's not,
but it's not actually charging.
Well, there's electricity going
Unless
through.
Unless Nick
it
made a breakthrough
charging.
Just now.
I just found out a life hack, guys. Infinite power. I'm going to be a bazillionaire now. I'm just going to get a bunch of these and hook them up to the grid. But no, your iPad is
Take
charging
this,
itself.
Elon.
Yeah,
your iPad is charging itself.
Renewable energy, Apple. Renewable energy by 2035. Here you go, baby.
I like the idea that they couldn't recreate this in any other situation. That, like, it has to be an iPad and a Magic Keyboard specifically.
Yeah, exactly.
And they just have lines of them at a power plant. They're like, can't you just build the circuit to be skilled? No, it has to be an iPad. Like, it has to. It's the only way it'll work.
That's why Lisa was up on the roof for so long. She's trying to convince these power companies to just switch away from all of those coal plants and all of those gas plants and all of those solar farms. Like, come on, just get a bunch of iPads. Infinite charging.
That's a much better idea. In other news...
Yeah, go ahead.
The MagSafe charger is really not that expensive when you think about it. It's only $3.25 a month.
Oh my gosh, you can buy that on a monthly installment? Oh my god. That's terrible.
That's
basically my iCloud storage.
That someone is like looks extortion.
Someone looks at the store and they're like, $40. I don't know.
No, $3.25.
It's $3.25
like,
a
it's like
month.
The Drake
I can
meme.
Swing that. Yeah.
Sounds like a problem for future Randy to figure out.
$3.25 a month, no problem. Yeah. Man, I'm...
What's the financing for a maxed out Mac Pro? Is it like a car payment?
Probably.
I would compare it more to a mortgage. What kind of down
Somewhere
payment
to live.
Put on your Mac?
Somewhere to live. So Mac Pro finance, maxed out specs.
It's a good question, though. Let's try it.
Yeah, good job, Apple.
So
the
base model is $500 a month for 12 months.
Oh.
Which I guess isn't that.
Well, that's the base. What's the
We're going to max out RAM. Oh, the RAM alone is an extra $25,000.
A month?
Yeah. Oh, no, just total.
Okay.
Afterburner card.
Absolutely.
Do we add the wheels?
Yes. Yes.
We need what's $400?
We need. Yep.
We're gonna take the magic trackpad and the mouse. Excuse me. Exactly. I'm choking on a corn kernel.
We need Final Cut and Logic in there.
Yeah, it's software. So just for hardware.
Where are we at?
$4,500 a month.
For 12 months?
I'm comfortable telling you that's way above my mortgage. Back when I had one.
I feel pretty confident telling you this is above my mortgage.
that was a large... that Mac Pro outright would be $54,000, which was larger than our down payment.
Oh, my goodness. I'm comfortable telling you that this is below San Francisco minimum studio wage. Renting.
I'm not sure.
That's
it
somebody's
is.
Salary right there.
That is.
$4,500 a month? Oh, yeah. That's
53. That's 50, a 54, decent. $54,000 a year? That's somebody's salary.
That's a
you
decent.
You could hire an editor full time for a year salary. Or buy a single computer. You could hire someone. No, Drew. Instead of actually, Randy, this is even more applicable. Instead of getting the stopgap Mac, just think of it this way. You have two options before you. Option number one, you can buy this Mac Pro for $54,000, or you could buy...
Sell your house.
Sell a kidney. Or you could hire an editor full-time for a whole year to stare at your slow Final Cut exports on your old computer.
So for $4,500, I would not hire an editor for $4,500 a month. Not in my current. No. Look at me.
I would say if someone in a financial situation that could afford this, I would say would rather hire someone at that price though.
Exactly. Because it's a tax write off.
The Mac Pro would be too, but I guess the salary would be recurring. It would be infinite instead of 12 months.
This is a Model 3. Long range, full self-driving.
Yeah. No, you could... A Model 3 would be cheaper than this if you went standard range.
A Model Y is cheaper than that.
Heck, a Cybertruck's cheaper than that.
Pretty... Yeah.
A Cybertruck is cheaper than that.
It's cheaper than... Most cars are cheaper than that, I would say.
Not the Roadster. Oh,
yeah. Majority of cars are under that.
Combustion...
Yeah. In general, most cars are cheaper
than... You could get about 5 of cars. That's sad. So... Uh-huh. Moral of the story, children.
Most of it's RAM.
Don't get it.
Like, if you just take off the RAM, it knocks off $25,000.
Jeez.
If you went with 32 gigs of RAM instead of 1.5 terabytes.
But I need 1.5 terabytes for that Chrome. I'm going to open up like 6 tabs.
Oh, that reminds
Chrome.
Me. In the new Mac Mini, they removed the 10 gigabit Ethernet, too.
Wow. It's not 10 gigabit? They have the Ethernet port, though, right? I saw the Ethernet port.
It has Ethernet, but it's only gigabit. It's not 10 gigabit, wow. Which used to be an option at checkout, which they now have removed that option, maybe because no one was using it. But still, I just found like the new Mac Mini is like a downgrade in several ways.
That was kind of the case in 2014 with the Mac Mini. The 2012 Mac Mini was better than the 2014 Mac Mini in almost every direction.
Really?
Yeah. The 2012
I feel like
Mac
everything
Mini
that came out this year is a downgrade from...
There's a lot of downgrades this
I think
year.
Everything that came out this year is a downgrade.
This is 2020, folks. If there was a year for it all to be a downgrade, it's this year. Except next year's going to be much worse, folks. Get ready.
We should blame Apple's shortcomings this year on that. They're like, okay, yep. We wanted to do the redesign. We wanted to scale the M1 chip more for more products, but we can't. It would be weird if the M1 chip is actually way better than the
stock quad core. Stayed the same. I was like, how do people react to the news?
Stock, yeah. No one
they'll wait until they start shipping and see.
You're going to show me, Randy? I mean, you're just showing your friend Drew Matt,
the thing
over
is,
there.
You can look up the stock, but I mean, the thing is, Mac makes up such a small percentage of Apple's business now that I don't think any changes to the Mac line would actually influence the stock very much at all, ever.
I keep
it would influence other stocks, like Intel stock.
What's
or,
Intel doing?
AMD or... Yeah, that'd be an interesting.
The reason I keep checking Apple for everything is because one day I want to know how rumors and expectations affect the stock. Mm. When do people that we know that leak things and rumors become a thing? When
like
does
Nick.
That like Nick? When does that? Well,
is Intel okay so far?
Keynote happened around 10.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great. Yeah, Apple has their events during while the market is open. Yeah. I forgot about
that.
So when
10 o'clock kicked off, it dropped at the lowest point right there.
Yeah, it looks like a lot of people.
It dropped 2%.
Okay, that's something. I mean, it's not huge, but it is something.
It is something.
So however, slightly newsworthy is what you're saying. Okay.
Well, Intel dropped right at 10 when Apple kicked off.
Do you think Intel makes more money off of these entry-level MacBook Airs and Mac Minis or the giant purchases like the Mac Pro?
I think I would say maybe the giant purchases because that
profit margins so
the
high.
Profit margins are higher.
25K CPU alone.
However, I think but then when I think of mass deployment, I feel like the entry models would do better.
The entry level, the base model MacBook Air is like insanely
popular.
Yeah. I mean, $900. What's your guess, Nick?
Yeah, definitely the margins are a lot better on the more expensive Macs. Just as far as percentage points of profit that they're trying to maintain. But mass market is always going to be the more successful, the bigger piece of the pie. I mean, you look at the 12, the iPhone 11, the iPhone XR, like those are always bigger pieces of the pie than the premium market. So when Apple releases the MacBook Air, that's going to sell at least equal units to the 13-inch Pro. I think that those two are probably more closely competitive than the iPhones, but the 12 and the 12 Pro are not like there's a larger difference between the 12 Pro and the 12 regular than there is between the MacBook Air and the MacBook Pro. And anyway, yeah, I think the margins are going to be pretty good and volume is going
to
be pretty good.
I was going to say the 13-inch MacBook Pro makes more sense to me difference-wise of a non-Pro laptop versus a Pro laptop than the 12 and 12 Pro. Personally, just like touch bar is a hot topic for some. Some people love it, some people hate it. And the fan is something a lot of people are like, okay, I'm not buying a computer that doesn't have a fan. That thing's going to suck. And other people are like, I want it to be quiet. So I feel like the differences, while they design-wise are very similar, and now they're rocking the same chip, I don't think that was happening before. They had different chips before this, right? Yeah, I think
slightly different. They're both i5s, but they're different. I'm not sure how chips
work. It was either going to be like different gen or different...
Yeah, the Air was on 10th gens, but the entry-level Pros were still on 8th gens up until today. Wow. Yeah.
Well, and that's how they got their 10 times speed improvement over the last version.
I was going to say...
Yeah, I was like, were they like 10 times faster than what? Give me a
I'm pretty sure they were saying the last one, the one it's replacing, which is what I've always tried to explain. I mean, a lot of what I've been telling people actually came true, which is don't expect cheaper Macs, except for the Mac Mini. I was wrong on that one. But the $100 is also objectively worse in several aspects because fewer ports. So I'd say downgrade with a price drop, yeah. But and at the same time, I also said, what was the other thing? Price is going to stay the same. And, well, I guess I'm kind of off because I thought the value would increase. Oh, no, I remember. Apple Silicon is definitely going to be significantly better than whatever it replaces. Because some people are like, Apple's making their own GPU, but will it be faster than what they're currently using? I'm like, yes, they would not build their own GPU, put it in an iMac, and have it perform worse than the one before it. Like, if Apple's putting their own custom silicon in it, it's because it's better than the last one. They're never going to do a sidestep or a downgrade. It's like, if you see M1 chip on a MacBook Air, it means it's better than the last MacBook Air. It doesn't mean it's better than every Intel Mac, because that's...
But it's better than 98% of all PCs.
I don't get how they can say that.
They just did.
Is that true? Like... I think it's just because 99% of the Windows PC market is a bunch of entry-level, basic, cheap $200 laptops, and they're saying, it's faster than those McDonald's Happy Meal laptops. It's like, okay, great, I guess.
That
final 2% is just, you know, the gaming community's gaming laptops with their 30-minute battery life, and they look like a briefcase. And
no, they are the a briefcase.
Final 2%. Yeah, they have, they have a handle on the
pocket
back.
Protector slapped on the back.
Right.
Ugly.
Well, I think this transition is going to be a bit slower than we thought after today.
Well, the way Tim Cook was talking, he was saying that he was going to transition so quickly, and that we were. It was like he got up
the by the end of this
morning,
year.
He's like, we said by the end, and we're already doing it today. Today we have some exciting new products to show you today. And it's just like, okay, but you didn't actually show anything all that exciting. I mean, oh, you say it's the best and the best and the best and the greatest and the historic, but it's like, really?
That's the part I'm confused about. Why, like, why did they hold back? They did hold back, and I don't, I just, my biggest question is, why didn't you just give it a clean?
Would have been easier to announce this a month or two ago and just say coming in November. Mm-hmm. And then one day we wake up. Oh, it's available now.
Site refresh.
Yeah. I think that would have been so much easier rather than saying, here they come, here they come, here they come. Because Apple knows that must influence sales, right? And they have to know that.
Do you need 45 minutes of screen time to talk about a chip? I don't think so.
I really.
Like, who was that because video you can't... for? Was it for the investors? No. Was it for tech enthusiasts? No.
I feel like, yeah, because they didn't get clock speeds or any nitty-gritty details for the tech enthusiasts.
Who was today's video for?
Us. We get to capitalize off the hype.
Thank you. Then December, we'll do this again.
No, no. I'm most excited for the Craig Federighi watching our show. He is just so great that he watches our show. I'm very proud.
That's a big deal. It means a lot to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Craig.
So don't do this, Apple. Keep events major, you know. Yes. I don't make like these notable. Mini tiny insignificant
make ugh. Apple events notable again.
I don't think we're gonna get like regular keynotes here. I think we're just gonna have Apple events. But if you give us a WWDC type of style, I'm all for that.
That was great.
That's mm-hmm. my favorite.
I think it was too good because everyone loved it, and now Apple was like, okay, we'll keep doing that. And now they're like,
and welcome back. No.
They don't want to stop doing it now.
Good morning.
Now
yes.
they just want to keep doing those no matter how insignificant the news is.
So
I feel like they could
have
an event now.
Would you rather have them wait until June for their next event and Randy has to struggle along without a new computer till June?
Yeah, because then he wouldn't have to feel like, well, I shouldn't buy now because they're about to go to Silicon. Whereas if they wouldn't have announced it, if they don't tell us, then it's all leak and speculation at that point. He could have bought one a long time ago and not have the drama or split. Kind of like how I was comfortable with the idea of getting a Intel iMac before they made that announcement. That
right.
I was like,
That was a good iMac spec bump increase.
Yeah,
all that.
Initially, my plan was to get the 16-inch MacBook Pro whenever mm-hmm. they did another site refresh for it. But then they announced the Silicon transition, right. And now I'm like, oh, I shouldn't. I feel like all they've done with their marketing now is confused everyone to the point of, well,
yeah,
I
you and I would
buy.
Have bought. We would have bought new Macs.
Probably would have. Well, I the 16-inch Pro never got site refreshed, but. Yeah, I know. I feel like
my real battle would have been like MacBook Pro or new iMac with the better eyesight camera and all that stuff. I mean,
there you go. The eyesight camera, folks. Okay, what the heck? We're in 2020. Everyone is on Zoom calls and FaceTime calls and Skype calls. What the heck?
You're right.
Why
that
on
been
earth?
The perfect time to update.
They're like,
too.
And we have great updates to the camera. I'm like, oh, finally, the MacBook Air gets 1080.
No!
Better
we're
contrast.
Still stuck at 720p. But
no, it's the
it
chip.
Uses,
the M1 chip helps with the camera performance somehow.
I doubt that it's going to look side. A little bit better with the lighting, but it's still going to be pixelated as crap because it's a 720p camera. Not even
they kept going on and on about the webcam, and I was like, no, none of that matters unless you list a resolution.
Yep. And then the picture that they showed of like, oh wow, look how much better it looks. And it's like a smiling mom with her baby. And then you go to the presenter, and in the background you see that picture, and you see the chunky pixels behind her, and you're like,
That ain't it.
That ain't it, Chief.
This ain't it, Chief.
iMac is the only Mac who got a new webcam this year.
That is really sad, honestly.
And it didn't get a new design. The iMacs look so weird in the lineup at the end of the keynote where they showed, here's our new Mac lineup, and the iMacs are just chonk bezels on all sides, and everything else is all thin.
Don't say bad things about chonk bezels, especially on the lower third.
We're all there.
Lower third.
Anyway.
Drew's looking great. He's the only one who's got the redesign happening.
That's right. I'm getting thinner bezels as we speak. As soon as I get Fitness Plus, I'll be looking all XDR.
Those super thin
Do we have bezels. Closing thoughts?
They should have brought back the MacBook lineup, honestly.
I agree with you, Nick. I think it would have been fantastic if they introduced a new because then there wouldn't be
any fans.
Yeah, right. And there wouldn't be any Osborning because they could just say, this is the new Mac. Mm-hmm. And then we could be wondering, I wonder when they'll bring that tech. Yeah. And the 12-inch MacBook maybe won't be bought by everyone because of its size, and maybe some people don't like a laptop that small, but we could at least see the potential. If Apple can get a chip this fast with a fanless small design, imagine if they bring this hardware to bigger. Yeah. It would just make us excited for the future. And people who are comfortable with the smaller laptops would have something, and they would actually get better performance than maybe some of the Intels. But
yeah,
maybe it's not that simple. Maybe the M1's not as fast as we were hoping. I don't know.
Maybe.
But now we at least know we won't be getting A14T or A14X chips on Mac. That was a leak for a while, and it seemed it was squashed today. So
good.
Yeah.
Those are Apple leakers. Yeah. They know nothing.
I'm glad they're getting their own family of chips. That's better, I think. That way the Mac still has its strengths over the iPad. But
I think this kind of confirms that there's not going to be this unification of iPad or iOS.
True.
And iOS too.
True. We can't say like, well, it's running on an A14 chip. No, it isn't.
It's not. So
different
now,
chip.
So I think it's still like, no, there is a clear.
Unless the iPad, the next iPad Pro gets an M1 chip. Then we'll be like.
Oh, no.
Okay, whatever.
So Motion is now. So Motion is the main chip now.
Yeah. Oh my god.
The
my
chip goodness. For everything.
Yeah.
Any closing thoughts, Nick?
No, that was it.
Closing thought.
12-inch MacBook for the
goodbye,
win.
Goodbye, Craig Federighi. Thanks for watching.
Yes.
How cool is that?
Stop. Hang on. Wait. One more thing. Still got it? Good luck.
Woo! Outlet!